For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Music offers composers an immensely rich and generous sonic landscape in which to explore the life story of each musical idea, its dramas, intrigues, joys, and sorrows. A life. Those are words of Melinda Wagner, one of the three American women who have won the Pulitzer Prize in music composition. She continues, "I strive to traverse a wide spectrum of expression and color. Ultimately, I want listeners to know me. I want them to hear that while I enjoy the cerebral exercise, I am led principally by my ear and by my heart." There is great pressure upon composers these days simply to amuse quickly, to cultivate thrilling moments in the present of a work without requiring the listener to engage in retrospect or anticipation. I want the audience experience to be nuanced and multi-layered so that when a work is heard again, something different, more subtle perhaps, will be revealed. To achieve this, Melinda Wagner is aware of the three essential elements in a performance: the composer, the musician, and the listener. "I become very connected to the musicians who perform my music. There is always electricity in the relationship between us. I want the audience to be part of that, to complete the circuit." Wagner's colorful concerto for flute, strings, and percussion, commissioned by Paul Lustig Dunkel and the Westchester Philharmonic, was awarded the 1999 Pulitzer Prize in Music, the only flute concerto to date to win the coveted award. Since then, she has written concerto for trombone for Joseph Alessi and the New York Philharmonic, and a piano concerto, Extremity of Sky, commissioned by the Chicago Symphony for Emmanuel Ax. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra has also commissioned two other major works, including a forthcoming work for the 2011-12 season. Miss Wagner has also written for band, and those pieces and her chamber works have been commissioned and performed by many leading organizations. She has taught at the University of Pennsylvania, Swarthmore College, Syracuse University, and Hunter College, as well as lecturing at many schools, including Yale, Cornell, Juilliard, and Manus. She lives in New Jersey with her husband, percussionist James Saporito, and their children. Melinda Wagner feels that composition is like writing a kind of love letter to performers. "They will be interpreting something that is incredibly personal to me," she said. "So it feels like a love affair." Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.